1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It is Friday, May 5th. It is a pleasure to welcome Eddie Matthews with Stratford Inn District Chamber of Commerce to the studio talking about the Business Excellence Awards from just last night. Eddie, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
You got some sleep. You didn't stay too late last night.
Jamie, I still wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Fair enough. Okay.
You got to sleep okay last
night?
Yes,
I got to sleep okay. Great night last night at the Best Western plus the Arden Park Hotel.
Yeah, isn't Don just the nicest guy?
Oh, my gosh. It was a pleasure chatting with Don McDougall, Business Leader of the Year. Great speech he had last night, too.
Yeah, it really was. And he talked about coincidences. And for those that weren't there, we thank Swanson's Jewelers for this $1,000 door prize.
Incredible prize.
Really nice. And so, Deborah and Jeff, thank you so much. The name that was pulled last night, and there was a gentleman that was holding the ticket up, and he looked rather sheepish that he had won, and it was Don McDougall. And he talked about coincidences.
Yeah, exactly.
Throughout the evening. But it was such a good night. And to have Leah win as well.
Exactly. What a night last night. What a night last night.
Good night for Sebringville, eh?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
If you throw John Kastner in there from the museum, <That's right. laughs> we had a few from Sebringville that did very well. And actually, Perth County.
Mm-hmm. Overall. It is Stratford End area, as you mentioned.
Yeah, we are the Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce. And we had nine from St. Mary's that were nominated last night, and it was just a pleasure to have a full room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were completely sold out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Jamie and I thought we'd be eating with the kitchen staff.
Which is okay,
on a little TV tray in the back there.
But a great night last night. Business of the Year went to Humphrey Fleet Services.
So they won the two awards.
Yes, exactly.
And we were begging and pleading with him. You know, it's in your best interest. You should really be at this. But they were like someone else we know last year who couldn't make it because they had a trip from 2020 that was booked.
Someone in this room, and it wasn't me.
And it was great evening.
Mm-hmm. It sure was. Again, we have the complete list of the winners available on our Facebook page, as we mentioned. Mm-hmm. Innovation, Stratford Perth Museum, Entrepreneur, Black Creek Mobile Veterinary mm-hmm. Services. Fantastic.
And you know, Wild Hog.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say, all you have to do is spend 5 minutes in there and you'll realize big wow factor and great service, terrific people in there. It was just, and you know, and I don't want to dismiss all the nominees because, boy, there were some absolutely incredible businesses. And once again, you know, it sounds like an old cliche, but sure is nice for that recognition and everything, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Absolutely. So, yeah, Wild Hog Country Market, Inc. won for retail, and Not Profit Charitable Award went to Rotary Hospice mm-hmm. Stratford Perth.
Boy, they are just a great group of people there. And not only the people that actually work there, but the volunteers that keep that place functioning.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of those places, too, where it serves beyond anything else.
It was just a lovely get-together last night. Eddie, I'm surprised you weren't wearing your Yoda ears this morning from last night. Of course, yesterday was May 4th.
You know, Franklin and Shelley, Franklin Fahm and Shelley Windsor they really set the tone for the evening because it was May 4th. And, of course, Obi-Fahm Kenobi.
Obi-Fahm Kenobi. That was classic.
And they did have someone dress up as Yoda that night.
Yes.
I guess it's a little bit easier dressing up as Yoda than R2-D2.
Yeah, fair enough. So. Yes, it's a
But I heard, and I don't know if this is true, they were planning to get Dave Elliott up on stage as Chewbacca.
Oh, wow, but okay.
You can ask him about that when he comes into work.
We'll check in with Dave this morning. Any other thoughts from yesterday's Business Excellence Awards Gala? That's just a sample of some of the winners, complete winners, available on our social media. Any other thoughts from last night?
If you've still got the lane, you can either go to the CJCS listing or the Chamber listing because we've got all the nominees up there.
Mm-hmm.
And please go in and remember those nominees because they were awesome. They were just so proud to be nominated. And it was terrific. RBC, we thank them year in and year out because we couldn't do it without our sponsors, and RBC is our lead sponsor, Invest Stratford, and all the other sponsors. We thank them the bottom of our hearts for making such. We couldn't do that evening. Oh, and Shannon Stewart also.
Oh, of course. And the Shetty.
Yeah. Thank you, Martin Ritt. No, it wasn't even Martin Ritzman for that. That was Travis Bloom.
That's right. Yes,
that exactly. Got confused on can put our names together. I guess there was a time limit. So, but no, to our sponsors and everyone, and that includes CJCS. Thank you. We had such a fun evening, and it was nice just to have a little drum after it. It was all over last night.
Yeah, absolutely. Great get-together last night with Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce. So we've had the Business Excellence Awards. We still have get-togethers happening. Of course, the monthly get-togethers and a big one coming up for summer.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, Dennis Goforth is retiring from GoTech. So we've got a business, special business after five over at the Legion. And it'll be a drop-in and just to give him a hard time when he's retiring. And then, the golf tournament is coming up in early June.
So. That's right, yeah. So lots of get-togethers, lots of ways to get involved with Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce. Eddie Matthews. Eddie, good to see you.
Good to see you, Jamie.